Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Fattening of America audio podcast, weekly podcast where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things I've come across in my weight loss journey. And I got to tell you, I'm just out of sorts today. Didn't get much sleep at all last night. I was tossing and turning up just about every hour. Just could not get a good night's sleep, and I honestly can't explain what it was. It was just like my mind didn't want to turn off. I just kept thinking about things, you know, things that happened over the weekend, things that happened over the last week, things that are going to be happening in the future. You know, worries about this, worries about that. It just was nonstop. It just wouldn't stop. And, you know, when I get back to sleep, a thought or a lucid dream or whatever would wake me back up. And it's just been nuts. I didn't go water walking this morning because of that. I'm still tired. I mean, I'm going water walking tonight. That's a hands down. It's going to happen. And I'm going to try to be there for an hour to make up for as much of the time as I can, that I wasn't able to spend this morning. But I can't explain it. It was driving me nuts last night. I just could not sleep at all. I was worries about my kids, my wife, our house, our vehicles, you know, just all these different things just were bombarding my mind, and I just would not leave me alone, and I couldn't. It was horrible. It was just absolutely horrible. But anyway, enough about that. This week I wanted to talk a little bit about goals. I've been reading a lot about goals. Dan Miller, if you go to his website, www.48days.com, I believe that he has a goal-setting sheet that you can get. He's hammered home time and time again that by October, you should have a set of goals for the next year in place. That would be 2014. His worksheet goes what you should have goal-wise, which you should be looking at 5 years from now, 1 year from now, I think 6 months from now, a month from now, and a week or something like that. And it also set up goals for different areas of your life, for your spiritual life, your physical life, your financial life, your relationships, your job, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just different goals that you need to set. Zig Ziglar has talked time and again that if you don't aim at something, you're bound to hit it every time when it comes to goals. He talks about goals or dreams with a deadline. You know, I've got dreams that I'd like to see accomplished, but I honestly haven't put deadlines on those dreams. I guess because I'm afraid of failing, afraid of not meeting them. But here's a story. On Friday morning, Queen Bee wasn't there, so I didn't get to work out with her. She must have been sick or something, because she's leaving for Florida on Saturday for a week and a half. I'm trying to think. And the lifeguard had put on a Christian station that at that time in the morning they do a talk program. Music is fine when it comes to an indoor pool. is it echoes off the wall fairly well. You may not catch all the lyrics, but the music and the beat is fine. When it comes to talk radio, however, with the echoes bouncing off each of the walls, it's hard to understand. And with talk radio, when you're trying to do exercise, it doesn't work because there's no beat to keep up with. There's no energy from the music. You know, that's why they have music a lot of times when you go to aerobics class and stuff. Sometimes with yoga, even there's music to kind of keep you flowing, keep your energy going, keep your spirits up and whatnot. But when there's talk radio, there was no motivation there. There was no energy to keep you rolling. So for myself, in order to pass the time, I actually set up some goals. There's an older lady, I don't want to say elderly, but there's an older lady that she's there at 5:30 in the morning. She has a specific spot in the pool that she's at. She doesn't get that specific spot. She gives you a frowny face and kind of pouty. So I make sure that if she's there, she gets that spot. If I'm there before her, if I show up before her, I give her about 5 minutes. If she doesn't show up, then I take that spot. And it's a nice spot. It's about 4 feet of water. I think I've talked about this before. 4 feet of water versus 3.5 feet. So that extra 6 inches gives you a little bit more resistance in the water. Anyway, I decided I was going to try to lap her in the pool. I started out with, okay, I'm going to meet her at the third swim lane outline. Okay, the pool has five lanes that are marked out in tile on the pool floor, because initially it was the competition pool, but as the rec center expanded, they built a brand new pool and it's got everything over there. So they didn't change anything with the old pool. So there are these five lanes. Maybe there is six. Six lanes. Yeah, six lanes. And basically what I did was, okay, I'm going to meet her coming back. I'll meet her at the third, or it would be the fourth lane marker. So I would work hard going back and forth and finally get to that fourth marker. And then I said, okay, I'm going to meet her at the fifth lane marker. And then the sixth lane marker. And then I'm going to meet her at the back wall of the pool. And I kept, as the time went on, I kept moving my goals forward. And as I met each one, I just kept moving and moving and moving. And I got to tell you that was probably about the best workout that I've had since I started. I actually started sweating because I was moving. I mean, I was moving. And that was a good thing. But I had goals to meet. I said, okay, I'm going to meet her here, and then 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 I'm going to pass her here, and I'm going to pass her here, and I'm going to pass her here, until eventually I was able to lap her, get ahead of her as far as the exercise, you know, walking across the pool and whatnot. I was able to pass her. It sounds bad, I guess, lapping an old lady, but it was something that kept me motivated. It was not meant as something bad. It wasn't meant to be cruel. It wasn't meant to be to make me feel better that she's slower than I was, that I could beat her or anything like that. It was just a series of goals that I wanted to set for myself to get myself through the workout. And I guess looking back on it, that's a good way to look at goals. You set small goals, ones that are attainable, that are achievable, and then as you achieve those goals, you have more goals. So you're constantly setting yourself up for new goals. I think that was my problem when I initially lost over 250 pounds. I got to a point where I was within 25 pounds of my goal weight. And after that, I just didn't have any goals after that. I didn't have anything new to set for myself. And then stress started happening, bad habits started to creep back in, and the weight started coming back. And now that I'm thinking about it and I'm talking about it out loud, that's probably something that I should seriously consider doing this time around. First off, I'm not being as public as I was with it, because I need to do this for me. I can't do this for the accolades of others. And initially, I was losing weight for myself, but then as I got closer and closer to my goal and I started losing more and more weight, that kind of became secondary. And primary was getting the accolades of others. That was becoming primary. And thinking back as far as when things started going downhill, it reminded me of a song from Bad Company, Shooting Star. The chorus, how does the chorus go? The chorus goes something like, don't you know that you are a shooting star and everybody will love you just as long as you are. When I was on top of the world, I mean, I was interviewed by Richard Simmons. I was on several radio stations. I was on TV. I went around to churches and weight loss groups, and I did all these things just touting people, you know, my weight loss accomplishments. And when that started to fade, when I wasn't the flavor of the month anymore, the support started to wane. People stopped calling. People stopped emailing to see how I was doing. The support, for the most part, kind of ended. So I was just left alone. And that's one thing that I've done this time around is I got to be my own motivator. I got to be my own cheerleader. If there are those out there that want to cheer me on, that's great. I'm not going to count on it, because you can't count on anybody. You can only count on yourself when it comes to motivating yourself to lose weight. That's the way I got to look at it. I need to set goals for myself, realistic goals. not only weight loss goals, but also physical goals. I really need to dig out that worksheet. And again, I believe that worksheet can be found at www.48days.com. Do a search on that site for goal setting. And he's got a PDF or a Word document of some sort that you can download for that. You can go to my website, www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. Hasn't been touched in probably 2 years, but there's still lots of information on my former weight loss journey. Like I said, at one point, I weighed more than Jared. That's why it's www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. But I lost 250 pounds without surgery, without drugs. Just did it on my own through exercise and watching what I was eating. But I didn't fix my head. That's the thing. You got to fix what's causing you to overeat. And for me, it's a mental thing that I need to work on if I can expect the weight to stay off. And that's I think, one of the failings that I had the first time around. So many times I've seen people that have had the surgery, they've lost a ton of weight, and after a few years, they gained it back, and then some, because they didn't fix what was in their head. And that's something that I need to focus on this time around is to figure out what's causing me to overeat, what's causing me to, you know, do the things that I do, to abuse myself. But you can go to my blog. It's www.mattiestribe.wordpress.com. Check that out. I'm trying to blog every day now. There was a period of time last month where I stopped blogging and hadn't blogged for several weeks. Started that back up. I'm about one blog behind. I didn't blog on Sunday, which I should have. But, hey, the past is the past. But I hope you tune in next week. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about next week, so we'll see what happens. Until next time, this is Matty V saying we'll talk to you next time on the Fattening of America audio podcast.